It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop in to the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is a great spot to visit, well worth a visit. Great food, great atmosphere, and great staff. It's a great spot. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We would really like to get you involved in this conversation. Former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said he has contacted Gardaí after an on-bail far-right activist shared a video showing him being confronted by two men on Dublin's Parnell Street. Now, according to the Irish Mirror, the former Taoiseach made contact with an Garda Síochána after self-described citizen journalist Paul Nolan posted a clip on X. Now, the former Taoiseach said, "Thankfully, it's a rare occurrence. I took videos and have provided them to Gardaí. I'll not be intimidated or told by anyone where I can walk in my own city, least of all Parnell Street, the street on which I was born." Anyway, the video that was shared on X with the caption, "Never let these traitorous animals walk the streets in peace. Leo Varadkar, your days are numbered." Anyway, it was a 1 minute. There are two different versions of this video, but the one that I've been looking at is 1 minute and 38 seconds long. It shows Leo Varadkar walking along Parnell Street, heading towards O'Connell Street. In fact, he walks around the corner onto O'Connell Street as he is followed and heckled by two men. Now, throughout the video, the men repeatedly call the former Fine Gael Taoiseach a traitor. I'll play the audio now in a second. They also made an absolutely outrageous allegation, a scurrilous accusation against him, which I have edited out of this podcast.
Obviously, because it's not true.
And out of this audio, should I say, because, as Jeremy said, it's not true. And I just find it disgusting. And nobody is going to be able to comment on that on this podcast today. But let me just play, for those of you who haven't. So this is Leo Varadkar at the weekend, walking along Parnell Street, and he gets greeted with this rubbish.
"Look at this fella walking around the street. Dirty traitor, are you? Leo Varadkar, are you? Traitor, are you? Shouldn't be walking these streets, Leo. Look at him. You're a traitor. Traitor. Pushing COVID vaccines on people. You're a traitor. If there was Irish people around, I'd tell them all you were here, but there's not, because you invited them all into the country. You traitor. Pushing COVID vaccines and lockdowns. You're a traitor, Leo. Leo Varadkar, you traitor. Traitor. Pushing COVID vaccines and lockdowns, you traitor. Shouldn't be allowed to walk the streets. I should be locked up,
you
traitor.
Now, there you go. So this went on, as you can hear. Honestly.
Why do they all sound the same in these videos?
Yeah, they do all sound the same. Yeah.
You're a traitor. And what do they mean by traitor? I'd love to get a straight answer from one of these clowns, what they actually... By the way, I don't want to say this, because people were messaging saying, "Oh, I'm not coming on today's podcast because you and Kennedy love Varadkar." I've no love for Leo Varadkar whatsoever. Wasn't a fan of him when he was... No, I've met him outside politics, and he's quite a nice fella to meet, mm-hmm. good for the chats and all that, but I've never agreed with a lot of his policies. I'm not a huge fan of him. So we're not...
Okay, yeah, that's not what this conversation... This conversation is about two things. One, do you believe that a former politician...
Yeah, the man has no power anymore.
He's long retired. He was the Taoiseach of the country, but he is long retired. And our question to you is, do you believe that somebody like that is fair game for that sort of harassment and intimidation on the street? Now, I watched that whole video, and how he kept his cool, I don't know.
I would have dragged that jobless fool off his bike, because he was on a bike when he was doing it. I would have grabbed that jobless fool. By the way, They shouldn't even get their social welfare or anything like that. Social welfare should be cut. If they're spending their whole days, they should be spending their days not looking for jobs, not chasing people around the city centre trying to video.
But the reason that we're having this conversation is the amount of people who've said,
fair game,
yeah, fair play, I'd shout at him if I saw him on the street and all of that. And that's the question we want to ask you. Do you believe that somebody like Leo Varadkar, a former Taoiseach and now retired politician,
yeah,
is fair game for that sort of shite on the street? COVID vaccines 5 years later. Seriously.
Lockdown was COVID vaccine. They said the same five things. NGOs. Like, they don't even know what they're talking about. They just ramble this bollocks. And here's the thing as well, yeah? Shouting at Varadkar now. Varadkar isn't even in politics. It's amazing, by the way, the amount of fools on our Facebook page who didn't even realise the man
is like, retired.
Is retired. The man is not in politics anymore. Okay, he's not in politics. So shouting at him about the state of the country now, it's like going up to, and I made this analogy with someone earlier on, that's like if you see Alex Ferguson walking up the street now and you should go over to him and say, Alex Ferguson, Man United are shite now. Man United are rubbish. And Alex would be like, sorry, I don't manage Man United anymore. You're literally shouting at a man who has no political power anymore.
One person on our live Facebook.
Let's see if this person goes. It comes on. Yeah.
Are you not allowed to tell them how bad a job they've done? That's Keith.
Yeah, you are Keith, but not in that way. That wasn't telling them how bad a job. That was just shouting nonsense. Vaccines, lockdown, trial.
Like, and then some outrageous allegation as well, yeah, which was absolutely disgraceful.
The ramblings of an absolute clown. Who, by the way, we put it on our Facebook page. If any of the people involved in that harassment want to come on the show, because it's very easy to hide behind your old phone video on someone. So if you want to come on and say your piece, you're more than welcome.
The bottom line is, in my opinion, attacking somebody and videoing somebody like that, a former politician, and literally it was extremely intimidating. Can you imagine walking along Parnell Street and having guys on bikes or whatever they were doing screaming the odds at you like that? It was extremely intimidating. It really was. I just thought it was awful to watch. And then Leo Varadkar rounds the corner onto O'Connell Street, off Parnell Street, and the lads are still shouting the odds at him.
But that's all they have going on in their life.
But it's not the point. I'm talking about for him as a person. Just as a person, it was extremely intimidating to have to put up with that. We would love to hear from you on this. Do you believe that a politician like Leo Varadkar is fair game, or a former politician, should I say, is fair game for that sort of abuse on the streets? Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me kick off with this WhatsApp voice note from Sean.
Leo Varadkar, like, what did he ever do wrong? He was a politician. He ran the country. He got paid. COVID was like nothing we've ever seen before. Could you not argue he tried his best? The country was run very, very swiftly. I was out of work. I got $350 a week. I remember it was a Sunday evening, to put payment. I got that literally a day later. Very super efficient. Everyone's vaccinations were available rapidly. This right-wing hysteria is literally spreading like wildfire, and any support of anyone, especially in a political sphere, you're considered a lefty, a liberal. Hatred, hatred, hatred. A man should be entitled to walk along the road and not be harassed, punched, intimidated, called names. It's spreading rapidly. I won't even come onto your show and view this opinion because I'd be lynched. And obviously it's a right wing, maybe this is my conspiracy, but it's a right wing thing to keep any public figure, rip them apart online. Where's all the left people? The people that agree with decency, common sense, progression, inclusion, diversity, like myself? Where are we? Are we invisible in this world? It seems to be just a right wing wave the last couple of years. Leo Varadkar, in my opinion, whilst not perfect, tried his best. Like most politicians, I believe, tried their best. And he's been ripped apart. It's absolutely crazy. madness. Anyway, hope you're keeping well, lads.
Now, we're joined on the line by independent South Dublin councillor Francis Timmins. And Francis, by coincidence, I suppose, on, you know, when it was announced that we see the harassment that Leo Varadkar faced on Parnell Street, you yourself have been the victim of this sort of harassment. Tell me what happened to you in the last day or two.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on. First of all, like I was listening to that last conversation there, and I agree totally with what that gentleman was saying. Yeah, I was out canvassing for one of the presidential candidates at the Mill Centre in Clondalkin, just handing out leaflets, and basically not even pushing it, just saying, you know, would you consider this person? And anyway, this most of the people I met were great, and even the people that disagreed with me about the candidate were very respectful, very mannerly, and we've done 11 schools. But anyway, this gentleman started roaring and shouting and screaming, is the only word I could use, at how much of a traitor I was, and I'd opened up the borders, and that his daughter was at risk, and that I was responsible, and all this type of stuff. And it was pretty loud, firstly, and you know, in the middle of some dark village at a busy shopping centre, just at the gate.
So this guy in Clondalkin, and he thought it was okay to shout and roar up the road at you, calling you a traitor for opening the borders, even though you're actually only a county councillor. With the greatest respect to county councillors, you certainly aren't bringing in legislation.
Sorry, Jeremy. First of all, I am a county councillor. You're correct, in South Dublin. And I'm not in the government party. I'm an independent. I had no say in it either way about any of the issues he was talking about. But the point being that he thought it was okay. And he continued this shouting and roaring, not just to say it when he came, you know, past me, but he continued to say this all the way up the road. And it was pretty loud. I mean, people were looking over to see who he was talking to, really. And I didn't make any comment to him. But this is a kind of I suppose, an all too common trait that's happening at the minute. I was also walking through Drimna last week, and there was a group of gentlemen that were hanging up Irish flags, and I didn't pass any comment. I was just walking up the road, and they started going, Timmins, you're a traitor. Timmins is all for open borders. Do stuff for Clondalkin. You're only this. I wouldn't repeat some of the words online.
No, sorry, Francis, just to cut across you there, because I know from following your political career, you have done so much for your local community over the last few years. I won't go into the full list of things, but I know all the stuff you've done. You've done so much to help your local community. You are actually the opposite of a traitor. And I think they just throw that word out. They don't even understand what the word means when they throw out the word traitor.
I think, to be honest with you, Jeremy, look, I'm 12 years on the council. I'm not perfect. I don't pretend to be perfect. I have my own faults, the same as anybody else. But there is a very clear agenda. And the agenda, it seems to be to spread as much division and as much hate as possible, to use our flag in a totally unpatriotic way. And people like my grandfather that fought in the War of Independence would be turning in his grave if he thought that the Irish flag was being used for so much division. We should be engaging in the political processes. They're not perfect. I'm 12 years up at the council. I find it as frustrating as any other councillor, you know, of parties and none. But that's where we campaign for the issues like
health. Okay, so whilst you expect being a politician to engage in debate with people, what is your view on people thinking they've a God-given right because you're either involved in politics or you're a former politician, as is the case with Leo Varadkar? They think they have a God-given right to abuse you on the street, to shout the odds at you. What do you say to people who think that way?
Oh no, it's absolutely, it's total unacceptable. I mean, you wouldn't go up to anybody and start shouting and roaring at them and just expect that that's okay. That's not, we're very lucky in Ireland, even though we've been obviously one of the councillors that raises a lot of them. We have a lot of issues. Democracy is not perfect, but that's what we have. It's very undemocratic, where we decide if you don't want me up at the council or you don't want other people, you put your name forward, you go up to the local elections, you put, you know, you run in the election, as other people have done, and other extreme, as I would consider, that's my view, extreme views or other views. And people have put their name forward in the last local elections, and some were elected, some weren't, you know. But that's where you go into and you engage in the political process. But it's never acceptable to start shouting and roaring at somebody on the street. And especially as the other day, I was just canvassing for a potential candidate as President of Ireland, and putting my case forward on why that lady should be the next president. But that's like, that wasn't, it's not acceptable. It's absolutely, first of all, it's very intimidating.
I would imagine. Looking at the video of, I don't know if you've seen the video of Leo Varadkar being harassed on Parnell Street. If that were me, I would find that extremely intimidating. I don't know how he kept his head. I don't know how he didn't just walk into one of the pubs or whatever.
Well, I don't know how he didn't
get away from.
I don't know how he didn't drag, because that had to be me. I would have dragged your man off the bike.
Yeah, you'd say that, but
I would. I wouldn't have anybody shouting that sort of.
Well, imagine what that would have done to Leo Varadkar.
Let me address Francis, a message that just came in from Graz on our Facebook page, and he's a regular commenter on our podcast, and he says, God given right, no, it's called freedom of speech. So people like Raz throw out this freedom of speech crap all the time to justify abuse.
So can I just say, I'm very pro freedom of speech, but freedom of speech is not hate speech. Freedom of speech is not shouting and roaring. And I mean, democracy is, but like I said, it's not perfect. I've been 12 years up in South Dublin County Council, very lucky to have been elected 3 times. But that's through a democratic process. And that's the same as anybody else. I had no political background. I decided to put my name forward because I wanted to, you know, to try and change things. I don't always get my way. But freedom of speech is not hate speech. Freedom of speech is sitting down, debating issues.
Okay, so obviously what happened to you is not acceptable. Somebody like Leo Varadkar, who is a former Taoiseach, a former leader of the country, made some very significant decisions during his time, not only as Taoiseach, but as a minister for many years. Do you believe that, because as I said, that guy a moment ago believes that somebody like Leo Varadkar is fair game for that sort of harassment on the street? What do you say to that?
Absolutely not. I don't think anybody, what's going to happen with respect is we're going to find it more and more difficult to get any decent candidates to run forward for political life in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to tell you, I wouldn't want to go near it looking at this and hearing from you of what you've had to put up with.
Well, you know, I've a thick skin, but there's only, skin can only get so thick, you know.
And I'm sure Leo has as well. But the even more important point about Leo is that he's a retired politician. He's not an active politician anymore. So you can shout the odds all you like, but there's nothing he can do to change anything.
This is the whole point. Like, we can decide now what way the country goes. And we're at a turning point in a lot of ways in Ireland. We've an agenda of division and hatred. We can go down that road, or we can go down the road where we work together. We try and resolve many of the issues we have, like I mentioned, housing and health and additional Garda resources, schooling. You know, the list is endless. But the way to do that is to get out, first of all, to use your vote, and also to get involved in politics. But actually screaming and shouting at people is not of any benefit. Other than intimidation, and that's what it is. And we live in a democracy. We live in a country where people put their name forward. People.
Okay, so this sort of abuse, despite the fact that somebody said it's not a God-given right, it's called freedom of speech, you say absolutely not. It is never acceptable to harass somebody on the street in that way. Stay with me for a moment, Francis, if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626. I've been asked to play, actually, this message for you, Francis, from Eddie.
Good topic today. And first of all, I'd like to say, as the Clondalkin lad, Francis is a legend in our parts. He does so much for the community. And when he put up on his Facebook page there last night about some media giving them trouble. I said, Francis, look, unfortunately, it's par for the course when you're in the public eye. There's always going to be a prat that thinks he can say anything to you, you know, and you just got to just let it fall on deaf ears, you know. And anyone in the public eye, not just in politics, you know, anyone in the public eye, there's always going to be a dickhead to shoot you down, you know. Unfortunately, it's just the way it is. I don't think there's a politician in Ireland that, be on any level, a county councillor or a government official, that hasn't had stick, you know. So they're only saying to you today, the only politician ever liked in Ireland is Michael Collins. My counter-argument to that was he died at 31. He didn't live long enough to make his mistakes to be hated. But that's just the way it is. Always going to be assholes.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Eddie. And I'm sure that's a nice message to hear, Francis.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And look, I appreciate it. And look, as I said, and I must say it again, the majority of people, I've been out canvassing in very different elections and referendums.
I'm sure the majority are decent skins.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And look, we should never lose sight of that. The majority of people in Ireland are very, very decent and very good in terms of, even when we disagree, respectful debate. And that's the whole point of the issue.
All right, good to talk to you, Francis. Thanks very much indeed. Let me go to... By the way...
Can I just say, for the people who are messaging saying that free speech should be absolute and you should be able to say whatever you want without consequences, the likes of Jonathan and all that saying free speech. And my counter-argument to that would be, Jonathan, if we were to do a whole podcast today exercising our right to free speech and claiming with absolutely zero evidence that you are a woman beater, just say that to top it.
And shout it up the street behind you.
That you beat women up. And you burnt a dog alive. You're also an animal abuser. Now, that is us exercising our right to free speech, but it's also damaging your reputation because it's blatant lies. So this whole free speech bollocks that people come out with, you should be able to say whatever you want. No, you shouldn't. And anybody that believes you should, when you're on the receiving end of lies, you completely change your tune, won't you?
100%, absolutely. Now, let me go to Murlock. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm as well as any man could be expected to be for the times we find ourselves. How are you?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this conversation?
So as with regards Leo being heckled on the street, Leo Varadkar, yeah, sure, look, I think it's very obvious why people are upset and angry, firstly. I don't think that that's how people should really, you know, try to express themselves. I do think that, yeah, I think that public faces should sit around the table and hash out what's going on here, because to be honest with you, I cannot find any politician to enter into debate with me. The last politician to speak with me was April 2024, and every day
And with whom are you trying to engage in debate, and about what?
Well, there was a man coming looking for votes. It was April 2024. So, yeah, I asked him, I asked if he didn't mind that we record the interaction.
Why did you want to do that?
Because I wanted to present it to the people. I wanted to have a civilized conversation with a man asking for votes to see, is he fit for the purpose for the job he's looking for? And it turns out he's not.
And that's perfect, by the way, what you did, because it sounds
like... I don't know why you'd want to video it.
He did ask.
I know, but still, I just don't get it. But anyway, go on.
But the fact is, you put those questions to him in a calm manner, but you're not going to get... You know those Muppets that go around on the bikes video and the politicians and shit? You're not going to get intelligent conversation or debate out of those people. They just shout nonsense that comes into their head. NGOs, round the country, traitors, hang them. That's what you're going to get. You can't sit any of these clowns down at a table and actually have a coherent conversation with them, because they don't have two brain cells to rub together. So that's all that's done for is likes and shares on social media. I'll put up a video of abusing Varadkar on the street. I'll get a load of likes and shares. I don't know if is it something for them. Does it arouse them or something to get loads of likes and shares? That's the only reason it is. It's not, they're not going to get
okay
answers.
But let me ask you then, Murlock. I don't know if you've seen the video, but you certainly heard the audio of the harassment that Leo Varadkar experienced on the street. A retired politician, has no hand, act or part in the political process in Ireland anymore. He is a former Taoiseach. He did make, obviously, fairly significant decisions throughout his time in government. But does he deserve that sort of harassment on the street?
Well, no man deserves to be harassed on the street, really and truly. But I do think that he's not popular with the majority of the people in the country, to put it mildly. Him and, well, pretty much all the rest of the politicians that are sitting at the moment, they're not popular with the people. And to be honest with you, I don't think that they're actually basically qualified to have an organic, civilized conversation with a man who knows how the state works and how it is actually unworkable for us, the people, because the citizens have no rights. That's what they're unaware of.
Sure, David,
I just wanted to finish the sentence there. Citizens have no rights.
Citizens do have rights because we vote in elections. That's our number one right.
Sorry, I just wanted to finish my sentence there, please. Citizens have no rights in that all their rights are legal rights. Legal rights are revocable. As in, if you can cast your mind back to 2020, the lockdown, so all the citizens' rights were revoked.
Sorry, the whole world...
That's what they don't understand.
The whole world went into lockdown. The whole world went into lockdown. And in fact, if you think about it, most of those far-right agitators, yeah, like the ones on the video there, they didn't abide by lockdowns or just stop. All those far-right patriots and all that literally disobeyed the lockdowns. But if this fool is giving out about lockdowns 5 years after the effect and just shouting abuse of Ratker, what can we do about lockdowns at this stage? Nobody wanted to be locked down, but the same people that were against lockdowns were also critical of the government because so many people died. Because so many people died in old folks' homes, and they were accusing the government of murder because old people died.
Yeah, but we're straying off the subject here. I was only trying to give you an example that the city citizens have no rights.
Okay, but again, the point that I made was we ultimately, and we've had this argument on this podcast so many times, we ultimately have the power to vote people into office and vote people out of office. That is democracy. We don't live in China where you're told who your government is going to be. We actually pick the government, and the people that are in Leinster House were chosen by the people of Ireland. It's as simple as that. So that is the ultimate right that we have. In just a moment, I'm going to be speaking to a listener who says if she saw Leo Varadkar on the street, she'd do the same thing. But first, let's have a listen to Keith.
Now you're not allowed to question an ex-Taoiseach that fucked up the country. He done a lot of damage when he was in there. What the lads asked was, where's the kids that went missing in state care? So, he takes a job, he gets the money, he gets the pension. He refused to guard an escort after his job ended. But cries like a little baby when pissed off people come up to him who suffered under his watch, you know. Leo has a neck to walk down the fucking street as if nothing fucking happened. Well, Leo ran to the guards because Leo's afraid of the videos of, you know, like the one that was highlighted there a while ago when he was kissing that young fella. But, as I said, you're not allowed to even say anything to a politician now, or when you're doing a shitty job, you know.
Just okay, Keith, there's a big, big difference between telling somebody they did a shitty job and screaming and shouting and intimidating somebody as they walked down Parnell Street.
I don't think you, Keith, would be the one to shout abuse like that, even though you can't stand the... I mean, you hate every government.
No, but he's justifying it. No, he's actually justifying people screaming the odds at a former politician like that. I agree, Keith, you can have an opinion that he did a good job or a bad job or an indifferent job, but it's the shouting the abuse on the street is what I have an issue with. That's not engaging in conversation. It's intimidating harassment. Back in just one second.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
There he is.
You said on our Facebook a while ago, if you saw Leo Varadkar on the street, you'd give him a piece of your mind as well. What do you mean by that?
I said I'd have a few choice words. I'm not going to hurl and shout at him, but I would say, look, I know you're retired and all this, but let's just have a conversation one-on-one, because I just have a few questions about your tenure. Because I think you did. I think you've made a few hiccups, a few big hiccups.
Okay, so like, what would you say to him? You'd want to see you're walking along Parnell Street.
I'd pull him up on what you said in an interview, being like, oh, well, I think we should have gotten rid of Neffy. I'm like, well, why didn't you? You were in charge. Why did you not get rid of them then? It's all well and good saying that you do it now, but why did you not do it when you had the power, when you had the chance?
Okay, do we not all make mistakes?
He's been in the public eye for so many years. He should know by now, if you want to be a politician or anything like that, you need to have a thick skin. You have to. If you can't, then it's not the job for you.
Okay, so you would
don't expect people when you've done it. And when you've done a horrible job, I think he's done a horrible job, but if you've done a horrible job and majority perceive it as horrible, don't expect people just to forgive and forget.
Okay, some people listening to this podcast every day think we do a horrible job. I don't expect to get abuse hurled at me as I walk down the street.
We have had,
but it's not acceptable.
Well, like I said, it's all about having a thick skin. I know I couldn't be a politician. I wouldn't be able for it, so I'm not in the job.
But he's not. People are forgetting the simple fact he's not a politician anymore.
He was up until a few years ago, so I'm sorry.
So
Do
you believe that a person has a right to be able to walk down the street without being harassed in Ireland, regardless of what they do?
When it comes to politicians, no. I think it's a whole different ballgame.
But he's a former politician. He's a retired politician.
That's irrelevant to me.
He is no hand-actor part in politics in Ireland at all.
If you were walking down the street, do you think you would be holding your girlfriend's hand? Do you think you would be fair game for an anti-LGBT? Because, by the way, these lunatics are anti-LGBT as well. They'd hate you as much as they hate Radker. Do you think you would be fair game to get abuse from anti-LGBT psychopaths?
If I took a hiding, I'd take the hiding. I don't care.
So you think you're fair game for abuse?
I don't think I'm a fair game, but look, shit happens, doesn't it?
I've never heard anybody saying it'd be fair game if I was abused on the streets. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation like Martin does.
Afternoon, lads. Yeah, Leo is absolutely fair game. Look at the shit show that he was doing, like, all the way through COVID and all of this sort of shite. And then how many counts did he get in? The last time he got in, was it 9th or something like that? Then he uses taxpayers' money to bring a fella back to Ireland that, number one, wasn't even born here, and number two, was in prison for terrorist charges in Egypt. And then with the last referendum he was pushing through as well, that's just to name a few things. Of course he's fair game. He was a public representative that didn't represent the public. He was a fucking clown, pushing his own agenda because he was probably bullied in school. Thanks, lads.
Well, yeah. Well, Martin, you're probably the same person, because if we allow harassment like this on the street, the next stop is Charlie Kirk shit. And you're probably this very same person who was on moaning about Charlie Kirk being shot dead, which is disgusting, by the way.
It was, absolutely.
Well, it's terrible that someone should be killed for all he ever did was give his opinions, which Kirk did more than just give his opinions, by the way. He caused a lot of hurt. So you can't on one side of your face cry for Charlie Kirk and what happened to him, Martin, and then on the other side of it say, oh, well, if it's people I don't agree with, they're fair game. Was Charlie Kirk fair game, Martin? Was? And answer that bloody question.
And as Jeremy said,
was Charlie Kirk fair game?
As Jeremy just said, the harassment that Leo Varadkar experienced on the street, the next step is what happened to Charlie Kirk.
So I'm going
to
ask you the question very simply, Martin. Was Charlie Kirk fair game? And before you say he didn't ruin the country or he wasn't in charge, that's fair enough, but he hurt a lot of people and caused a lot of divide, caused a lot of hatred. So I'm putting that question to you because you were crying over Charlie Kirk being shot, over having opinions and over doing stuff. Did he deserve to die? Answer the question.
Alex, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alex?
I'm good, you?
Yes, good. Thanks, Alex. What did you want to say on this?
I know the gentleman in question, the gentleman that took that video, Paul Nolan. That man
years. I'm sorry, I don't know if he actually took the video. I know that he posted it. I don't know that he actually took it.
It's him. I watched a lot of his videos. I've heard his voice. It's definitely him. Listen, I know we can't confirm it, but it's him.
Okay.
Like, he's actually...
Anyway, just as a by the way, Nolan was the first person in Ireland to be jailed for online posts which risked identifying asylum seekers in Ireland, and had previously been videoed punching and threatening to cut up immigrants. He was found guilty, but he's yet to start his sentence, and he's appealed the conviction. So what I do know is that it was Paul Nolan that posted the video online. I don't know that it was him who actually filmed. But anyway, go on. What were you saying?
Like, he's been at that for years, so he has. Like, just have a look through his Twitter and look at some of the stuff that's been posted.
It's
absolutely shocking. It's shocking, some of the stuff that he's posted. You can confirm all this right away. You can go on Twitter and confirm it. There was one video I saw. He went up to the Muslim Sisters of Erid, you know, to give out food to the homeless outside the GPO there most evenings. Showered them with abuse. Go back to your own country. Going to throw you in the Liffey. There was another day. There was Grandparents Against Racism. They were marching down O'Connell Street, showered them with a load of abuse, told elderly men, throw him in the Liffey or whatever. He's always at that. The man is the definition of just a scumbag. He's a scumbag. So he is the lowest of the low. He has 40-something convictions, 45, 49
okay,
convictions.
Okay, but let me ask you then your opinion on a former politician like Leo Varadkar being subjected to that sort of abuse on the street. What's your opinion on that?
Listen, I have never, ever in my life voted for Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. Never in my life have I given them a vote. But I would not dream of going up to a politician on the street and shouting abuse at them. Like, what does that achieve? What does that actually achieve? You know what I mean?
Well, let me bring in another caller on that. Sean, what does it actually achieve to be shouting the odds like that? You're a traitor at somebody like Leo Varadkar, who's a former politician. What does it achieve?
It probably doesn't achieve that, but it highlights the situation. You look at this, you're all saying about screaming and shouting. A few months ago, Micheál Martin was down in Sheriff Street and Gavin Pepper quietly went up and asked him a few questions and he wouldn't even answer them. So if you're not getting, if you're asking these politicians questions in a nice manner and they're not answering to you, well, yeah, go and scream and shout them and highlight it that they're wankers. They don't want that to deal with the public.
Okay, but these particular individuals that were screaming the odds at Leo Varadkar, they were just shouting shite. They were talking traitor, COVID vaccines, traitor. That's not engaging in conversation.
Hold on, listen to me. A few minutes ago, Jeremy screamed on the radio about the far right breaking the COVID rules. Does Jeremy forget all the TDs that was caught in the Dáil bar during COVID having drinks, breaking rules? And he's pushing it as a far right thing. It's not a far... These TDs that are putting the laws down through COVID for us not to go outside the door, not to go visit our mothers, and they're in the fucking pub in the Dáil.
Okay, but again, I'm going to ask you...
I want to ask Jeremy...
Okay, but Jeremy, I'm going to answer that for a second.
What do you want to ask me? Go ahead.
You're screaming and shouting there on the radio about the far right scumbags wouldn't obey the COVID rules. What about the politicians that were in the Dáil bar when they were telling us that we can't go and visit our mothers in a nursing home and they're sitting in the Dáil bar drinking?
Absolute hypocrisy. I agree with you. Absolute hypocrisy. But again, I'm over the COVID lockdown.
No, you're wrong there. Thank you.
Sean, again, I want to ask you the question. What does it achieve? What is the point in shouting traitor?
It gets retweets.
To somebody like Leo Varadkar on the street. Explain to me what that achieves, what that's about.
I'm just at the telling you. If you, as I said, Micheál Martin.
This isn't Micheál Martin.
Hang on.
I understand what you're saying about Gavin Pepper and the Taoiseach refusing to answer. This abuse that Leo Varadkar suffered was nothing like that. He wasn't being asked any questions.
Adrian, if these lads that made this video the other day, if they went over and asked him in a quiet manner, he still wouldn't answer them. He'd walk away and ignore them. And when people do that, people get frustrated because he's ignoring them.
Okay, but again, I'm going to ask you about specifically Leo Varadkar. Micheál Martin is the currently serving Taoiseach, okay? So that's a different matter altogether. Leo Varadkar is retired as Taoiseach. He's retired from politics. He's no longer a TD. He's out of the game altogether. You still think it's okay to shout the odds at him as he walks up Parnell Street?
Yeah, because of what he's done in his tender when he was in politician. He's spoken with you to Colvin, and it wasn't all his decisions. I know they're getting it from the WHO and all, but the decisions he made, he had people, when their mothers were dying in the nursing home, tell them they can't visit them. He put all these in place as a government.
Okay, what you're saying is, while he was Taoiseach, he made far-reaching decisions that will have long-lasting impact, and he deserves to be questioned.
Yeah, and people are not going to forget. And another thing, Jeremy, he's probably on 150,000 a year when he was in power. So if you earn that much money, I could tell you now, people could throw shite at me walking down Parnell Street for 140 grand a year. And that's being honest with you.
Okay, sorry. Alex, do you want to respond to that? If you're in politics, and even if you're retired, if you make long-lasting decisions, as Radcar would have done, you have to expect you'd get this sort of harassment for the rest of your days, is really what he's saying.
Where's the line? Can I go outside his house and film him? If I disagree with you, can I go to your house and film you outside the house and shout abuse at you? Where's the exact line then, if you're going to go and harass people on the street like that?
If you want to do that, that's fine. And it's up to me if I want to listen to you or not. But I won't be going ringing the police because I'm walking down Parnell Street getting abused. He abused an awful lot of people over the years with his policy, with his policies and all. So it's about time you get the bit back. And it might help him not walk downtown again. And as your last caller said, he refused to have Garda present when he left Heather. So he must have known that this was coming down the line. Like, all politicians are the same. Even Simon Harris. Now, I don't believe what's happened, but even the threats that were supposedly made from Simon Harris came from Telegram, but you can't even make phone calls off Telegram. It's all bollocks.
Alex's point, though, is where do you stop? Where do you draw the line? At what point do you say it is not acceptable to harass and intimidate somebody on the street?
Start getting the politicians to interact with the communities. But and then we stop there.
Again, Sean, Leo isn't a politician anymore. He's not a politician anymore.
He's still, the decisions he made, people are never going to forget about it. As I said, there was people that their mother has passed away in the nose wrong, and it was because of his...
Okay, so Leo has to expect to get that grief for the rest of his days.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's not just the COVID. The amount of fucking Indians that are in the country, he had a part to play in it.
Oh, stop it now, will you? Jesus, here we go.
There you go. You don't like when people tell you the truth.
Leo Varadkar, because he's Indian heritage, said, let all the Indians in. Would you stop it, for God's sake? Stay there for a second, because somebody else wants to talk to you in a moment. Let me go to Chantel.
Hi, guys. Sorry, I just found a quiet spot here for a few seconds. Leo Varadkar, oh my God, where do I even start with him? He's an absolute joke of a man. He's a vaccine pusher, the way he shut the country down. He's just an absolute animal. He deserves everything he gets. If I seen him walking through town, I'd have questions for him to be answered as well. And if I had that in my hand, like eggs, I'd egg the head off him. Absolute fill. Anyways, cops, have a great show. Thanks, bye.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
We were talking with Chantel just a moment ago, and Chantel saying she'd throw eggs at Leo Varadkar if she saw him. She'd have a few choice words. So obviously, totally justifying but what happened to him on Parnell Street.
The whole vaccine pusher thing. What's a vaccine pusher? Nobody forced you. I don't know if you got it or not, the vaccine. Why are we still talking about vaccine pushing? Like, years later. People think we were paid to push the vaccine.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi guys, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
You're annoyed with Sean, are you?
Oh, Jesus Christ, like, is he still there?
Yeah, he is.
Are you still there, Sean?
I am, yeah.
Sean, do you think it's okay for anybody to walk down the street and be shouted at and abused?
Yes.
Do you remember there was, I can't remember the politician who it was at a hurling game. He was at a game in Crow Park or something, and his family are there. And somebody starts roaring at him, you traitor. Like, you think that's okay to be standing there with your family, with his children, and to reward abuse that? Do you work?
The people. Yes, I do.
Do you work, John? You do. Where do you work?
I do.
What do you do?
I work two jobs, and the lads can confirm that. I've told them this before on the podcast.
I'm not trying to turn around and say you're a dole merchant or anything. But you have a job, right? You do a job. How would you like if somebody walked into your job and started roaring abuse at you? How if you're walking down the road and someone... Sean, I'll speak in a second. I'm not finished. Sean, hold on a second.
No,
stop it. Hold on a second. You think I didn't tell you shut the fuck up? I said shut up. There's a difference, right? The difference is you think it's okay for you to walk down the street and someone start roaring at you about your job. Would that be okay?
Well, I wouldn't be going and ringing the police in anyway, like a little bitch. I would accept the yes.
Why not?
If I done what that man done. If I made people into a window to see that mother in a fucking nursing home while he's sitting in a bar drinking alcohol.
He was entitled to sit in the bar and drink alcohol. He was entitled to go to a festival over in England.
During COVID, no one was allowed to sit in a bar and drink alcohol.
When was he sitting in a bar drinking alcohol during COVID? When?
In the Dáil bar, where there's still an 8,000 bill that wasn't paid.
There was no people in the Dáil.
Sean, there was no people in the Dáil bar drinking. You're thinking of the thing over in Galway.
The meal they had, yes.
Yeah.
And there's funny, we just don't have pictures of them in the Dáil bar. There's a bill end up of 8,000 through COVID.
Hold on, where are all these pictures? And you're giving out about him being at the festival. Was he at a festival in England where he was allowed to be?
Sean, I want to just hold you for one second, okay? You're giving out about Varadkar ringing the guards and contacting the guards. You obviously believe that if the job that you have warrants you being abused, you just have to take it. Is that right? Is that what you said?
Look at the headline this morning on the Mirror Online. BCC staff are attacked every day in city centre. And they get up every morning, they go and do
We do our jobs every day. I am going to give you an example of abuse. Just listen very closely, okay? This is an abusive message that was sent to the radio station I was working for in 2017. Okay, and this is somebody who wasn't happy with me doing my job at that time. Okay. So I want you to listen to this message. And I did contact the Gardaí about this, and I want to see if you're going to call me a bitch for calling the guards over this. This is what this message said. Adrian, I'm going to rape your wife and cut her slowly while burning your kids. That was a message.
And we can actually see a copy of that.
That was a message that was sent into 98FM in 2017 when I was on air.
Now, just shut up for a second. They must be watching Veronica Green the night before or something.
No, Sean, you're making a laugh out of that.
You are.
You're making a joke
Sean,
out of it.
Sean, the fact is that message came into 98FM in 2017 and I did report it to the guards. Am I a bitch for doing that?
No, if they're abusing your family, no, you're not. You're not a bitch. If they're bringing your family into it, I wouldn't say that. But as a grown man...
Well, no, because you haven't shut up since you came on. But you think so it's okay to go to Leo Bradford's house? You think it's okay to go to a government person's house or a TD's house and stand outside and roar obscenities? You think that's okay?
I had this conversation on the radio a couple of weeks ago. I do believe that this is the next step that we should be doing, is going to all these politicians' houses and protesting outside their houses. Because if we go to the Dáil and go to O'Connell Street,
you're scum.
Getting done.
You're scum.
So the next step
you're
is
scum.
To go to their houses.
You're scum.
The bottom line is, Sean, and the point that I'm trying to make by even reading that message is to highlight that you should not have to put up with abuse in a public way or in a threatening way like that message.
No matter what job you're in.
That's exactly the point. And just finally, Angela, your reaction to what Leo Varadkar had to put up with walking down the street.
Disgusting. Disgraceful. The man is finished. If you, like Jess said, right, I'll agree with Jess. If you have a problem with someone, walk up to him, turn around and go, Leo, can I just ask you a couple of questions? That's the way to do it. Roaring abuse in it. Roar at him. Roaring obscenities. Do you know what? You're worse than any vile person out there, and especially that Sean guy. He's absolute scum that he thinks that people should go to their houses now. Yeah, absolute. It's a disgrace. It's disgusting.
Thanks, Angela. Let me bring in a few more of your opinions before we wrap this up. This is David.
Hey, that's a great show there today, as usual. I just think all these guys that are social media warriors out with their phones, harassing people like Leo Varadkar on the road. Like what? Like, and then there's that guy saying, you know, he doesn't deserve to walk down the road. Of course he deserves to walk down the road. Like, these are the kind of guys, you know, it'd suit them better if they went out and got a fucking job for themselves. Like, you know, but you know what? They're all happy with Leo Varadkar now when they're getting their extra €12 here and €12 there, and they're upping their social and they're getting more money out of the social. They're all right then. You know, they don't hear them complaining about them then.
All right, David Louise.
Lads, people are being ridiculous today. If it is your day off or you've just finished work, you're clocked out for the day, you have absolutely no obligation to answer your boss's call, answer emails, anything like that. Leo Varadkar does not need to answer anybody's questions or is under no obligation to answer anybody's questions at any time other than times assigned in his working contract.
All right, Louise, thanks very much indeed. One final message from Neil.
Adrian, Jeremy, he was the leader of the country. There's a lot of people out there believe he did wrong. And that's the way it is. When you're a leader of the country, the rest of your life is going to be affected. That's fucking that. Unfortunately, the rest of his life is going to be affected because, as I say, a lot of people will believe he made a ball to the country, and I'm one of them, but I wouldn't do what that chap did earlier on. I wouldn't shout at him, but I do believe he did wrong for the country. I do believe that, and unfortunately, he was leader of the country. He's going to get it the rest of his life. You didn't want to be leader of the country. You don't want to get that the rest of your life. That shite up here. The rest of your life. Don't be leader of the fucking country. It comes with the job, unfortunately. Cheers, lads.
I agree. We'll agree to disagree, Neil. Abuse on the street as you're walking around minding your own business is not part of any job. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.